The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Yahweh, I remember for you the kindness of your youth, the love of your espousals, how you went after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness to Yahweh, the first fruits of his increase. All who devour him will be held guilty. Evil will come upon them, says Yahweh. Hear the word of Yahweh, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says Yahweh, What unrighteousness have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and have become vain? Neither did they say, Where is Yahweh who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that a man has not passed through, and where man has not dwelt? And I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruit and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage disgusting. The priests didn't say, Where is Yahweh? And those who handle the law didn't know me. The rulers also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Therefore I will yet contend with you, says Yahweh, and with the sons of your sons I will contend. For pass over to the isles of Kittim and see, and send to Kedar and consider diligently, and see if there has been such a thing. Has a nation exchanged its gods, which yet are no gods? But my people have exchanged my glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be very desolate, says Yahweh. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a slave? Is he a home-born slave? Why has he become a prey? The young lions have roared on him and yelled, and they have made his land waste. His cities are burned up without inhabitant. The sons also of Memphis and Tapans have broken the top of your head. Have you not procured this to yourself, in that you have forsaken Yahweh your God when he led you by the way? And now, what have you to do in the way to Egypt, to drink the waters of the Shihor? Or what have you to do in the way to Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backslidings will reprove you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing, that you have forsaken Yahweh your God, and that my fear is not in you, says the Lord, Yahweh of hosts. For of old time I have broken your yoke and burst your bonds, and you said, I will not serve. For on every high hill and under every green tree you were laying down prostituting. Yet I had planted you a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then have you turned into the wild branches of a foreign vine to me? For though you wash yourself with lye and take yourself much soap, yet your iniquity is marked before me, says the sovereign Yahweh. How can you say, I am not defiled, I haven't gone after the Baalim? See your way in the valley, know what you have done. You are a swift dromedary traversing her ways, a wild donkey used to the wilderness that snuffs up the wind in the desire of her soul. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All those who seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they will find her. Withhold your foot from being unshod and your throat from thirst. But you said, It is in vain. No, for I have loved strangers and I will go after them. As the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed, they their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, who say to a stock, You are my father, and to a stone, You have brought me forth. For they have turned their back to me and not their face, but in the time of their trouble they will say, Arise and save us. But where are your gods that you have made for yourself? Let them arise, if they can save you in the time of your trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Judah. Why will you contend with me? All of you have transgressed against me, says Yahweh. In vain I have struck your sons, they received no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see the word of Yahweh. Have I been a wilderness to Israel, or a land of thick darkness? Why do my people say, We have broken loose, we will come no more to you? Can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. How you trim your way to seek love. therefore even the wicked women you have taught your ways. Also in your skirts is found the blood of the souls of the innocent poor. You did not find them breaking in, but it is because of all these things. Yet you said, I am innocent. Surely his anger has turned away from me. Look, I will enter into judgment with you because you say, I haven't sinned. Why do you want to go away so much to change your course? You will be ashamed of Egypt also, as you were ashamed of Assyria. From there also you will go forth, with your hands on your head. For Yahweh has rejected those in whom you trust, and you will not prosper with them.